Let's move on to tech stuff. So Black Friday coming up.
It is, and every retailer seems to already have their Black Friday sales on, even though it's not Black Friday. First of all, make sure you do your homework. Look online, compare the prices. Don't just buy something on Black Friday for the sake of buying it. Look at, and a couple of retailers out there have got last year's products that they think people will be fooled into thinking it's this year's products, and they're putting it on a bargain price. It should already be a bargain price. But some of the good tech items out there, 20% off Sonos speakers, 45% off HP laptops, big discounts on PlayStation 5 games. If you shop around, you can get $500 off a Samsung S22 Ultra.
Oh.
22% off of a lot of items on eBay. And it's the only 4 days of the year, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where if you buy something from Apple online, you're going to get a discount. So if you buy an iPhone 13, you'll get an $80 Apple gift card. If you spend, if you buy AirPods Pro, second generation or AirPods, you can get up to a $120 Apple gift card. Or if you buy a MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, Mac Mini or an iMac, you'll get up to a $400 Apple gift card. Only time they discount. There's also some crap around. I saw one retailer offering a pure VPN subscription where you can save over $570 for it. Tell you what, let's save you all the money. Don't spend it. You don't need to buy VPN subscriptions anyway, and, you know, don't buy VPNs on Black Friday.
All right, so that's virus protection, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's a virtual private network where they say it's keeping you secure, and all it does is, for me, is cause problems on people's computers.
All right, avoid that. Let's go up into the cloud. iCloud on the web had a redesign.
It has. So if you've got an Apple device and, you know, you've got your stuff stored as you should do up on iCloud, if you go to iCloud.com on a computer, you can see all your stuff up there. Big redesign up there. The reason I mentioned it is if you've got, you should always know how to log in there. If you don't know how to log in there, make sure you do. Because if somebody steals your iPhone, you can actually log onto somebody's computer, then see where your iPhone is going. You're able to track that iPhone. You're able to remote lock it, remote wipe it. So, you know, make sure you know along about how to get onto iCloud.com and look at all your devices.
Righto. And finally, can iPods do the job of much more expensive hearing aids?
AirPods, and we're talking, you know, in some people...
Did I say iPods, did I?
You said iPods.
Sorry, AirPods.
Yeah. AirPods, I'm there. Researchers at the Taipei Veteran General Hospital have been exploring ways to improve the quality of life for sufferers of hearing loss. And there are so many people out there with hearing loss that end up having to have hearing aids. This led them to Apple's AirPods. Now, since 2016... there was a feature on the iPhone called Live Listen. What happens is you can turn your phone on, turn Live Listen, put your phone in the middle, and the microphone on your phone will pump all the volume straight into your ears, so it picks up everything around it. And in their experience, they compared basic $2,000 hearing aids, premium $10,000 hearing aids, AirPods 2 and AirPods Pro on there. So they tested 21 subjects with mild to moderate hearing loss. The AirPods Pro actually performed comparably with the basic hearing aids in a quiet environment and were only slightly inferior to the premium hearing aids. Let's remember, premium hearing aids, $10,000 against AirPods Pro, which are $349. The AirPods 2 didn't perform as well, but did still help the subjects hear more clearly than they could without hearing aids. In a noisy environment, the AirPods Pro performed comparably to the premium hearing aids, but only when the noise came from a lateral direction. Noise comes from front on, the AirPods 2 failed to enhance the subject's hearing. I reckon, Darren, in the next couple of years, and it has been a rumour for a while, I reckon you'll find Apple will get into hearing aids, which will be good for consumers out there because it will bring the price down.
Well, who knows what Apple will be up to in 5 to 10 years' time, and they might be into all sorts of technology that's not necessarily their big game of, you know, like phones.
Yes, yeah, they've got to find something else, but I think that because so many people... I mean, you're in radio. You'd be worried about hearing loss, wouldn't you?
Sorry, what was that? Ah! Yeah, no, exactly right. I've got headphones on every day, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I'm in radio as well. We all worry about that. But, you know, can you go out and afford tomorrow to pay $10,000 for hearing aids?
Hmm. No. The answer is no for most people. Yeah. All right. Heaps of info on Richard's excellent website. So just remember Black Friday sales with all your tech gear. So you got some info on that, haven't you, for people who may have... No?
Hopefully be up today.
Okay, right.
But just shop around people. That's what it's about.
TalkTech.com.au is the website to go to. Thanks, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.